The heartbeat bill that bans abortion at the point a fetal heartbeat is detected got another hearing before a Senate committee, but it didn't get what its backers want, a vote. Republican Chair Dave Burke delayed it while lawmakers examined some possible amendments, a delay that bill backer Janet Folger Porter says is unnecessary.
This has been the most deliberated heartbeat bill in the country.
There are concerns about its constitutionality, even by some anti-abortion groups like Ohio Right to Life. Other states have passed similar heartbeat bills, but courts have struck them down. Folger Porter says that won't be the case with this one.
This is the bill. This is the bill that's been crafted exactly for the Supreme Court. It was meant from its birth, from its conception, to be before the court. Nothing else needs to be done to this. And anything else is a delay that not only hurts its chances for override, it can kill the bill and the babies that it's meant to protect.
This is the second time in 2 years that Folger Porter has dealt with her bill in the waning days of the legislature. 2 years ago, the bill passed, only to be vetoed by Governor John Kasich. That could happen again, since Kasich is promising to veto this version, too. But the longer lawmakers delay the vote on the measure, the better, as far as Jamie Miracle with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio is concerned.
These delays make it much less likely that this bill will go into effect.
Miracle says Kasich has 10 days to veto the bill, and the closer it gets to the holidays, the less likely enough lawmakers will be able to come back to vote for an override. But House Speaker Ryan Smith has said he's told lawmakers they could be called back between Christmas and New Year's if needed. Miracle says right now, her concerns also include a different abortion bill to outlaw dilation and evacuation, a procedure commonly used after 12 weeks. The legislation has passed the Senate and could come up for a House floor vote before the end of this week. Miracle says it lacks safeguards to make sure pregnant women have options to protect their health.
Severe and irreversible harm to a woman's body is not a protection for her health. The doctor would have to wait until she was so far along that they may not be able to protect her health or her life.
Miracle says lawmakers should quit playing games with the abortion issue. She doesn't think it's an accident that the legislature appears prepared to send Kasich two abortion bills, one that he'll veto and the other he will sign. That's exactly what happened 2 years ago. As he vetoed the heartbeat bill then, Kasich signed a different bill that bans abortions past 20 weeks. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.